Hey, we're all guilty of a little kissing up to the boss from time to time, and it can be super awkward.
Well, hello, Mr. Hopper. How are the kids?
I don't have any children.
How's the wife?
I'm not married.
That's from a classic 1955 episode of The Honeymooners, starring Jackie Gleason as Ralph Cramden, a New York City bus driver looking for a fast pass to success. He's hopeless, but persistent. Having struck out asking after the wife and kids, Ralph makes one last bid to connect with Mr. Hopper.
Going out to play a little golf? Nothing like a good golf game.
Are you interested in golf?
Oh, certainly I'm interested in golf.
Bingo. Going way back, Americans trying to move up the corporate ladder have played golf. Or at least pretended to. But in Silicon Valley, well, people in Silicon Valley like to think different. Can you name a sport played by the founders of companies like Google, WhatsApp, SolarCity, and Women Who Code? The answer is Ultimate Frisbee. I'm Olivia Allen Price. In this episode of Bay Curious, we get to know the sport of Ultimate and the powerful people who sometimes play it. All right, so this week's question comes from a FIFA to Wheel of San Jose.
Why does it seem like a lot of startup execs played Ultimate Frisbee and used that to network with VCs?
Is Ultimate to Silicon Valley what golf is to the rest of America? KQED's Silicon Valley arts and culture reporter Rachel Miro joins us for this exploration. So what's the deal, Rachel?
Well, Olivia, Ultimate Frisbee is a thing. Not just in Silicon Valley, I should say. The sport actually got its start in New Jersey in the late 1960s. But only in Silicon Valley could you have a headline like this one from May 1st of this year. The co-founder of WhatsApp is leaving Facebook to play Ultimate Frisbee, among other things. That's what inspired Afifa's question. Although, truth be told, she knows a lot about Ultimate already because she helps organize regular Ultimate games Monday and Wednesday nights at Encinal Park in Sunnyvale.
We went to check it out and found a park surrounded by tech companies like Apple, LinkedIn, and Synopsys.
It's your basic neighborhood park, green grass, a baseball diamond, picnic tables, a beautiful place to hang out on a balmy evening.
For anyone who isn't familiar with Ultimate, can you give us a quick rundown of how it works?
You can think of it like football or soccer. You just want to get the frisbee to the other side in the end goal.
And what are the other rules about like how you can move? Or
you can't run when you hold the frisbee. So you just throw it and you get the frisbee to the other side.
Now, just to be clear, we're not talking about disc golf, which is like golf, except you throw a frisbee at the target. And we're not talking about just throwing frisbees around. This game is full of running, jumping, even diving. People show up in Lycra and soccer cleats because Ultimate Frisbee is a serious form of organized fun. But Rachel, where are the tech bosses we've heard about? Or the venture capitalists with money to fund new companies?
Well, you do see a lot of people who are well into middle age playing along with the recent college graduates. And a lot of people report getting into Ultimate in college. But if we were hoping to break into the gilded set in a FIFA's group, we were disappointed. This group has only, as far as I understand it, one startup founder, Andrew Zill, a chemist who works for Thermo Fisher Scientific, who is also owner and manager of the San Jose Spiders. That's a semi-professional Ultimate team that plays in the American Ultimate Disc League, along with other teams like the San Francisco Flamethrowers.
Does that have the potential to make things weird or awkward? If some folks are hoping to rub shoulders with the rich and powerful?
I think that, you know, the nice thing about the game, I don't think that's necessarily people's goal. I think it just happens. People mostly play for fun. And I think that's for the best, because then you actually make a real, you know, friendly relationship with somebody.
Zill introduced me to Peter Nia, an Ultimate playing venture capitalist who figures he missed a chance to invest early in Google because he was unaware he was playing with Sergey Brin.
As in Google co-founder Sergey Brin?
The same. Years pass, and Nia attends a party at one of the world's top-ranked venture capital firms, Kleiner Perkins. The kind of party where you're looking at everybody thinking, do I know you? Should I know you? And Nia spots that guy he plays frisbee with all the time.
even though he didn't seem to want to talk to many people, I probably should have reached out to him. Another time I was standing on the line of seven players before you kick off the Frisbee for the first point. And I'm just fumbling around with the Frisbee and I turn it over and it says Brian Acton, you know, one of the co-founders of WhatsApp. And I said to the guy next to me, I said, wow, I didn't know Brian Acton plays Ultimate. The guy next to me said, oh, he does play Ultimate and he's me. So, you know, you never know who you bump into.
Okay, so let's get back to Afifa's question. She asks why. Why does it seem like startup execs are playing Ultimate Frisbee?
I'll let Peter answer that one.
There's that whole sort of thrill of winning together as a team, which you get to do when you're in a startup. So I think there's a lot of different reasons. The game is also very dynamic. It's fast-paced. It's ever-changing. There's infinite avenues and dimensions to learn. So I think that all lends itself to people who are inclined to always be learning, doing it with a lot of energy and passion.
Now, if someone wants to sidle up to Nia because of his fun Lightspeed Venture Partners, he says he's more than game to talk. In fact, Lightspeed sponsored the San Jose Spiders to raise its profile with would-be entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley.
It's a blurred line between your personal life and your professional life. You know, some of my closest friends are people I also do business with. It's part of the job, and if you're not of that mindset, you probably shouldn't be a VC.
So if Afifa wants to launch a startup, she's playing the right game. Although she might want to switch to a team playing near where more VCs live, on the peninsula, say, rather than in the South Bay.
Rachel, I feel like I've also heard that cycling is the golf of Silicon Valley.
That's true. There are a lot of very important people who cycle impacts, especially on the peninsula, especially on the weekends. There's even an acronym for them, MAML, which is short for middle-aged men in Lycra.
Wait, what have you got against Lycra?
I just don't think it's for everybody. You know, I don't don a getup like I'm headed for Mount Kilimanjaro every time I head out on the hiking trail. A lot of these guys look like they made a wrong turn while they were doing the Tour de France and somehow ended up on Alpine Road.
Okay, but there are a few good reasons to wear Lycra, namely chafing. You don't want to live through that twice.
I'm just saying, it's a very unforgiving fabric. But where were we? Cycling. It's an expensive hobby, especially if you want to ride with VCs. And I'm not talking about the Lycra. Those bikes cost several thousand dollars apiece. And you take your life in your hands riding on those curvaceous roads alongside Teslas, McLarens, and Prii. Much cheaper to try Ultimate. All you need is a pair of soccer cleats and, I suppose, Lycra if you want. So what are you waiting for, Olivia? Get out there and schmooze.
No, you get out there and schmooze.
I think the world is a safer place without me in Lycra.
Rachel Miro, it's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks to Afifa Tawil for this week's question and to her entire Ultimate Frisbee crew for showing us how it's done. We need your help for an upcoming Bay Curious episode. We're looking for people to answer the question, how do you define the Bay Area? Like, geographically, what is it? Head to baycurious.org and tell us what you think. Bay Curious is made by Jessica Plotcheck, Ryan Levy, Paul Lancour, Susie Racho, and me, Olivia Allen Price. Special thanks to Amanda Font, Carly Severn, Howard Gelman, and David Weir for your support on this episode. Our show is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price, and I'll see you on the roads. And don't tell Rachel, but I'll be in Lycra.